Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of St. Michael the Archangel. It is also the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 1. In those days, God signified the things which must shortly come to pass, sending by his angel to his servant John, who hath given testimony to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, what things soever he hath seen. Blessed is he that readeth and heareth the words of this prophecy, and keepeth those things which are written in it. For the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, who hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who thinkest thou is the greater in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But he that shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of scandals, for it must needs be that scandals come. But nevertheless, woe to that man by whom the scandal cometh. And if thy hand or thy foot scandalize thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to go into life maimed or lame than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye scandalize thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee having one eye to enter into life than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels are in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Words taken from the gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, at the very dawn of creation, God created the angels. They are pure spirits without a body, endowed by God with intellect and free will. God bestowed upon the angels great wisdom, power, and holiness. They were very happy and blessed by God, and they were given many graces to remain good. Nevertheless, despite their great holiness, they were not admitted to the beatific vision of God when they were first created. They could not yet see God face to face. Before being admitted to this sublime vision, which is the supreme glory of all who are saved, both angels and men, they first had to pass a test, for God wanted them to love and serve him freely. Thus, they had to choose God in order to earn heaven. Many theologians hold that God revealed to them a glimpse of his august plan. His plan to create man out of dust, to create a woman called Mary, who of all God's creatures would occupy the highest place in heaven, that he, Almighty God, would himself become a man, that he would assume man's lowly nature and be born of this humble virgin. And God asked the angels only one seemingly simple little thing: would they serve him? God presented the test to Lucifer, who was the greatest of all the angels. This angel beheld the lowly, humble infant in disbelief. How could he, the greatest of all the angels, with all of his splendor and majesty, be expected to lower himself and submit himself to a God become man, and even bow down to this God-man's created human nature, a nature so far beneath his own angelic nature? Well, this was all too much for Lucifer's pride. No, he would not serve. And thus Lucifer said to God, "Non serveam," that is, "I will not serve." And at that moment, his fate was decided for all eternity. At that moment, he lost the light of grace, and thus was no longer called the bearer of light, but Satan, the prince of darkness. 1/3 of the angels followed Lucifer in his rebellion. Saint Michael, on the other hand, was given the same choice. But how differently did he respond? Saint Michael, whose name means "who is like to God," bowed down before the omnipotent God and said, "Serviam," that is, "I will serve." And the remaining angels followed his example. For his obedience, Michael became the leader of the good angels, the captain of God's heavenly army. And God sent them to war against Satan and the rebel angels. Sacred Scripture tells us there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, that is, Satan, and the dragon and his angels fought. Saint Michael and his army vanquished the enemy. They cast the devils out of heaven, and Satan was seen falling from heaven like lightning. And they were all banished to the fiery pits of hell. God's army had conquered. Saint Michael and the good angels won the battle. From that hour, Saint Michael has been known as the captain of God's armies, the first prince of the holy city, to whom the other angels yield ready obedience. My dear faithful, today is the feast of this great archangel, Saint Michael. Holy Church gives to him the highest place among the angels, for she refers to him as Prince of the Heavenly Hosts. And even today, Saint Michael does not cease to wage war against his enemy and ours. He still defends Holy Mother the Church and all her members from Satan and his demons. Now, my dear friends, we are all involved in this same battle, this spiritual combat for our place in heaven. We are fighting the same fight, so to speak, as did Saint Michael and the good angels. We are at war with the same enemy, Satan and his demons. This is a far more perilous war than those waged by soldiers in earthly battles, because it is a war not for the life of the body, but for the life of the soul. And just like the angels, if we perish in this battle, our place will no longer be in heaven, but we will be cast into hell with Satan and his demons for all eternity. But how are we to preserve the life of our souls? How are we to remain faithful to God? especially in our modern world, which is characterized by a spirit of rebellion. How sad it is that so many people today echo Lucifer's cry, "Non serviam," I will not serve. They refuse to recognize God's authority. They refuse to submit themselves to his laws, especially in regards to faith and morals. And thus, they lead lives of sin and vice. What can we do against such evils? Well, St. Francis de Sales tells us, veneration of St. Michael is the greatest remedy against despising the rights of God, against insubordination and infidelity, vices which are perhaps more prevalent now than in any previous period in history. And what he means by this is, if we want to conquer the rebellious spirit of the world today, and even our own rebellious spirit, if we want to conquer the spirit of Satan and his demons, we must look to St. Michael, who gives us a perfect example of the virtue which counters these evils. That is, the virtue of obedience. Obedience, my dear friends, is the moral virtue which disposes us to do the will of our superiors. And thus, it is completely opposed to the spirit of the devil. It consists not only in doing what is commanded by our superior, but also in being willing to do what is commanded. Thus, it crushes our pride and our self-will, those vices which made Lucifer fall. In today's gospel, our Lord explains what our obedience is to be like. He tells us, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." That is, we must possess the obedience of a little child, for the obedience of a little child is perfect. St. Hilary explains, "Children follow their father. They love their mother. They are not wont to be insolent, nor to hate, nor to tell lies. They believe what they are told. Children place themselves completely in the hands of their parents, following their will without question, because they know that their parents desire what is best for them. Therefore, we must obey God as little children and serve him, especially in regard to keeping his commandments and fulfilling the duties of our state. First and foremost, we must keep the commandments of God and of the church. For our Lord says, 'If you love me, keep my commandments.' We must obey all lawful superiors according to our state. That is, children must obey their parents. Citizens must obey the civil authorities, unless they should command something sinful. And all must obey their spiritual superiors. We must also be faithful to the duties of our state in life, that state in which God has called us to serve him, whether it be the married, the single, or the religious life. It is by faithfully fulfilling the duties of our particular state that we achieve sanctity, for in this way we do God's will each day. Therefore, whatever God's will is for us, even though it be difficult, we must say with St. Michael, 'I will serve.' We must accept the trials and crosses that accompany our state in life, knowing that they are God's will for us. And as a good father, he does only what is good for us. By accepting all that comes from his hand, without murmuring or complaining, we, like the good angels, pass our test and make ourselves worthy of heaven. Therefore, ask St. Michael to help you to conquer Satan and temptation, so that you do not perish in the dreadful judgment with all those who refuse to serve. Resolve in your hearts to obey, and when it is difficult, when you are fatigued and worn out, when your patience is tried, when you are tempted to take the easy way out, call upon Saint Michael, our heavenly defender, to help you resist the wickedness and the snares of the devil. Let us, my dear friends, serve God always and faithfully follow his will. For if we do so, we will become as little children and be fit to enter the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.